It's time for another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Hello. Thank you. So back to the movies. We are back to the movies. We took a little bit of time off, but not very much. And now we decided we're going to move away from blockbusters, of which there are so many out now. And we've pretty much seen all but the one concerning Jurassic Park. And we figured we will give that one a miss. But we did decide we would move into the direction of comedy, which is something which there aren't that many comic things out now. Comedy movies, comedy TV shows. So this was kind of nice. It was a real throwback to the original Naked Gun, which is just full of sight gags and double entendre type things that are quite funny and also pretty raunchy at the same time. Those of you who remember that far back, I believe it was the 80s, when we had Leslie Nielsen, the famous Canadian actor Leslie Nielsen, playing Frank Drebin of Police Squad. And it's lucky that for us that we now have, we don't have, of course, the original Frank Drebin died some years ago. Leslie Nielsen is gone. But Liam Neeson, I think it was just a coincidence that Leslie Nielsen sounds so much like Liam Neeson. But Liam Neeson, who is kind of a straight guy actor who typically plays action roles, and he plays Frank Drebin to a T. He is so funny, so droll, and he kind of has no real idea what adult he is, but he is very, very good in this role. And he is well supported by Pamela Anderson, who plays his love interest. He came to him through a case. And she turns out to be excellent. I had coincidentally seen her just recently in a movie on television called The Last Showgirl. And I thought, she really is good. But in this, she was even better. She has, as it turns out, a talent for comedy. Who knew? So she and Liam Neeson make a very good pair in this. They're almost totally silly, but with a very kind of a dry undertone to it. And when they say things, you have to say, okay, what are they really saying here? One of the funniest visuals, in my opinion, and there were a lot of funny visuals, but one of the funniest ones comes at virtually the beginning of the movie, where a little girl, I don't know, it was like 8 or 9 years old, wearing a kind of school uniform, skips into the bank, which is being held up. Everybody all of the police on the outside said, little girl, don't do that. Don't go in there. And she pays no attention and goes into the bank and confronts the principal bank robber, and then turns into this. And I must admit, I really did laugh out loud. Turns into Frank Drebin, who is probably 3 times her size, wearing that same schoolgirl outfit. And it was very, very funny to my mind. And I think I'm not a huge slapstick and visual comedy fan, but this was very good. And there were a few other quite amusing and things that are worth going to see the movie for. There was a very good scene, several scenes actually, with Pamela Anderson singing. And she can't really sing. That seems to be the case. But she was going at it as if she knew what she was doing. Anyway, if you are in the mood to see something comic, and there is a case to be made for leaving behind the situation as we see it in the news every day, that is really, really, frankly, grim. And seeing something which is just a kind of a bit of a knee slapper then I would say, yeah, this is the way to go. So The Naked Gun is playing downtown at the Maison de Cinema, along with a number of other English language movies. And there's, you know, each week, essentially, there's another English language movie that comes out, which is wonderful. But I think that's the way the summer works, is that it's assumed that people will more likely go to see a movie in the summer than in the winter, maybe because just getting to the theater is a bit tricky in the winter sometimes. So, again, I would say it's worth your time. Just to let you know how on the Rotten Tomatoes website, which I depend quite heavily on, the critics gave it a 90% rating. And the general audience is what they call a popcorn meter, was 77%. So that was interesting, that the general audience thought it was perhaps less amusing than the critics did, which surprised me a lot. I didn't think that the critics would be so fond of this, but there is all this nostalgia having to do with the original Naked Gun and so on. Anyway, so have fun, take some time, go to the movies, buy popcorn. This is not a real popcorn movie, and enjoy the show. I think it's not a show that you can sit through and really not enjoy. You may not like every gag, but you will generally enjoy it. So that's it for this week.
Okay, well, thanks again, Melanie, and have a good week, and talk next week.
Yeah, take care.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye.